Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Our good friend Ulala Njinga is back. That's right. That one. Yeah, that's the one and only. Ulala is the CEO of Yellowwood Group, LLC. She is the author of 37 What Were They Thinking Moments in Marketing, and she is full of enthusiasm. I guess that's a good way to say it. And how do you catch a cloud like Ulala and pin it down? Ulala, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Great to be back.
Good to have you back. I think about that song when I think about you. How do you solve a problem like Ulala? Remember that one? The Sound of Music. How do you catch a cloud and pin it down?
Oh, what a great way to start the day.
Exactly. Hey, Ulala, you have been thinking a lot about lately and observing, studying, and now you're about to report on small business enthusiasm.
Yeah.
What is that? I mean, obviously it sounds intuitive, but is it as intuitive as it sounds?
I don't think so. I mean, well, one of the things I look at is the dynamic of business owners who still feel like that entrepreneurial spirit mm-hmm. is alive and well. Or are they looking at small business as it's the only alternative to a job because they're not able to find a job?
Ooh.
And so there's really two very distinct types of people starting companies.
So you're saying there are people who are just eat up with it, and then there are people who are reacting to it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And so it's just one of those things that it kind of caught my eye, and I've been following it a little bit, and you know, we have things like the Optimism Index, the Small Business Optimism
yep.
Index,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That gauges kind of sentiment across many categories, you know, planning to increase employment.
You're talking about the NFIB survey?
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I report on that. We did that last week. I report on that every month for the last 12 years.
And so when I look at the man,
Bill Dunkelberg.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. And so when I look at things like that, then I dig a little deeper and I actually do a little intelligence digging to find out, well, there's what the NFIB reports, and then there's mm-hmm. what people are saying in their social networks and their online communities.
Right,
what
right.
are they really saying about running their business from day to day?
Mm-hmm.
And I found out something really surprising, which is, there's a lot of folks out there with 1 to 2 person companies where the principal business owner is actually looking for work while they're trying to run.
Tell me, they're looking for a job while they're trying to run
a
company?
They're looking for a job while they're trying to run a company.
Whoa.
And that really got me
Now let me say this. I do want you to dwell on that, but I will say this. You know, I've been in business almost 25 years, and I have to say that I'm as excited about my business today as I was 20-something years ago. But there have been times when I didn't know if I was going to make it, not tomorrow, but the next hour.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there have been times when I said, now I've been offered jobs, and sometimes I was offered jobs when I might have been smart to take it. But I didn't, because I still believed in myself. But there have been times when I said, you know what? Well, if this doesn't work out, what am I going to do?
Right. This is what I
said. So I wasn't looking for a job, but I was faced with reality.
Right. I think we're faced with reality every minute of every day as a small
yeah.
business owner.
But at that moment, the reality was a question mark.
Right. And that's called risk. And that's what small business and entrepreneurship is about.
And it's when you decide whether you believe in yourself more or somebody else more.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's the whole crux of kind of what I call my enthusiasm investigation.
Mm-hmm.
Are small business owners still enthusiastic? Are they still optimistic? Are they still spirited about small business ownership, or is it the only alternative to a job for a job that they can't find? right now in the marketplace.
Right.
And it's a little bit scary.
So what are you seeing? Are you seeing more of that? Or what do you think? What are you finding?
I'm seeing an increase of professionals teetering the line. So picking up more freelance work on the side, not really calling it a business, while they are working either part-time or on a contract. I see them kind of what some people might call double dipping, right?
Well, no, it's called survival.
It's called surviving,
right? The term you're looking for is survival. Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
And I will tell you, when I had my consulting company, I did a little bit of that too.
Okay.
20 years ago, I did a little bit of that too. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with it. It's called sustaining yourself. Ulala and Jenga, and I will be right back. We're going to talk some more about this, folks. I'm sure this is hitting home to a lot of folks. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.